Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
God hated Esau. Welcome back to Resurrect the Republic, Truth Media Network. Thank you for joining us tonight. We really appreciate you listening. We're calling from Texas, and this is the Year of Jubilee Weekly Update.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Aaron. It is good for a man to have a wife. That's what the Bible says, and we heard a resounding speech from Tom Lacovere Stewart in the first hour. Praise God for Tom and his boldness. I've said it many times, but Tom can do more with a cell phone in a halfway house than the rest of us with full-blown computer equipment and all of our freedom. So we praise God for your boldness and your courage, Tom. We really, really appreciate the platform that you have given every Monday for the voiceless. And we're here to give a voice to the voiceless. And I want to cover some of the previous prisoners that we have covered in this show before we get into the case of Mike and Pat Parsons. It is an absolute nightmare what they're living through. But about 9 weeks ago, we covered the case of Yori Von Call and Scott Fall. Yori Von Call was 23 years old at the time of the shooting. Scott Fall was 29 years old. We're now 35 years later. Neither one of those individuals, Yori or Scott, shot anybody that day. It was February the 13th, 1983, in Medina. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. Some people pronounce it Medina. North Dakota. And Gordon Call was attacked. Yes, he was attacked by U.S. Marshals on that road. They wanted to provoke a violent incident. And if you have not seen the movie put out by Jack McLam, you look at the movie Death and Taxes. And let me share something with you. If you have not seen that movie, you are missing a piece of American history. Did you know that it was reported that Timothy McVeigh, if you believe he's a patsy like I do, doesn't matter, but it was reported that he had the movie Death and Taxes in the back seat of his automobile when they pulled him over. They hate that movie because it shows what a dirt farmer can do with a microphone and free speech. You need to watch it. And did you know that his son is Yori Von Call, and he sat in prison for 35 years and he didn't shoot anybody, and neither did Scott Fall. We advocate and love and communicate with Yori and Scott regularly, and I'm asking you not to forget them. Pat Shannon spoke with us for 2 hours on the Gordon Call incident, and we advocated for Yori Von Call. Yori has put out a 27-page document called Code Name Marmurs, M-A-R-M-U-R-S. Go to the website and download it, and I hope you read it because it tells his story. And he spent 35 years in prison. You can spend an hour reading his document. Scott Fall has put out a 9-question survey. The link to the survey is on our website. He spent a lot of time creating that survey. And both of those men are strong brothers in the Lord. They love their Bible. They are always quoting scripture. And so watch Death and Taxes. Take the 9-question survey and read Yori Von Call's document, Codename Marmurs. David Hinkson is a Nikola Tesla of our day. I believe David Hinkson has created the real Galt motor. You guys are not going to believe me. That's okay. If you don't know what the Galt motor is, I hope you go read the book Ayn Rand, Atlas Shrugged. She's the author, and the name of the book is Atlas Shrugged. When I read that book, it changed my life. Not as much as the Bible, but it did have a huge impact on my life. It showed me that we as individuals are responsible for the decisions that you and I make. And I believe that David Hinkson has created a motor that will change the world. I also believe that David Hinkson has treatments for cancer that will... I have heard testimonies from people that claim they have their cancer has gone away. Now, you may not believe that, but I have talked to people, and so I believe what my ears hear. And David Hinkson was a very successful businessman before they railroaded him and put him in prison. I refer to David Hinkson as America's most provably innocent political prisoner. We talked with his father, who has painted his picture on his RV and driven all over this country. David Hinkson was sentenced to 43 years in prison, and he spent 15 years in prison. He loves the Lord as well, and he is not a Mormon. He was raised Mormon, but he identifies as Christian, and he loves the Lord. And we love David Hinkson. And I don't want anybody to be in prison, regardless of their religious belief system. But I'm here to tell you, David Hinkson, we are being robbed of the blessings of David Hinkson and his inventions, no doubt about it. Jeffrey Winehouse, oh my goodness. I could talk for 2 hours, and so could Aaron, on the case of Jeffrey Winehouse. And we have. We've talked for hours and hours. There's a video that shows they tried to kill him. 4 40 caliber hollow point bullets went through his body, and two of them bounced off his head, and the Lord saved his life. They're trying to kill Jeffrey Winehouse. We've had people that have visited him recently, and pictures have came out from the prison that Jeffrey Winehouse is in. And did you know that he's losing his health? Did you know that if the devil gets his way, that he will try to kill Jeffrey Winehouse in prison? He's got some very severe boils on his rump, and it's not being cared for. It's emergency care that needs to happen. And he said if he was on the outside of the prison, that they would cut these boils out, but they're not treating them properly, and it bleeds all the time, and we're worried about infection. And he's got psoriasis, and his hair has fallen out, and he's got sores all over his body, and he's in severe pain. And they moved him to a harsher part of the prison. And I got to tell you, I feel bad about this. The reason they moved him to the harsher part of the prison is they say that he sent me a letter and I read it into YouTube. I mean, when I go to sleep at night, it's like, am I the reason Jeffrey's suffering and got put in a harsher part of the prison? Well, you know what, Jeffrey, I believe he wanted me to read that letter into YouTube. I believe he wanted you to hear what he had to say. But that's the kind of man Jeffrey is. He was exposing corruption before they tried to kill him. And the evildoers that tried to kill him, Sergeant Henry Folsom and Scott Mertens, they need to be held accountable. They're the ones who need to be put in prison. But our voices are going to be raised all the way to heaven. We're going to enter the throne room of God, and we're going to issue the name Jeffrey Winehouse as loud as we can. And we're going to ask God Almighty, who owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, who controls all of us, please, God Almighty, we're asking you, please let Jeffrey Winehouse out of prison.
Please.
And we hope that the governor of Missouri, his heart is affected. If God can touch the heart of a pharaoh, if God can touch the heart of a judge, he can touch the heart of a governor.
His brother is a Baptist minister and has his own church nearby.
You bet, you bet. I hope you write a letter to the governor of Missouri. His name is Mike Parsons, singular, not to be confused with Mike Parsons. But we love Jeffrey Winehouse. We pray that God works a miracle. And I want you guys to think how joyous all of heaven will be when we see video of Jeffrey Winehouse walking out of that prison and hugging his kids. Praise God Almighty with the day that happens. Charles Dyer. Charles Dyer, you know what he told his mother that she told us? He would have rather died with honor in Iraq than to be sent to prison on the heinous charges that it took 3 trials to convict him of. There's a document called Operation Floodlight. You need to read it.
A lot of times it takes 3 trials to bring convictions because the trials are so kangaroo.
The first time the prosecutor learns what evidence worked for the defendant, so he says we need to withhold that from the jury next time, and they start withholding exculpatory evidence. And so as the trials go on, the prosecutor said, no, don't allow him to introduce that evidence. Don't allow him to introduce this evidence. And eventually, the jury can't hear nothing. And so on the 3rd time, they convicted him. But I'll tell you what, and this is a true statement, some of the most inspirational, freedom-loving speeches I've ever heard in my whole life have came out of the mouth of Charles Dyer. Charles Dyer was a Marine. He's held his brothers in arms as they died on the battlefield. And he came back and he fought domestic enemies for you and me. And where is Charles Dyer today? He's rotten in an Oklahoma prison on charges that he did not do. And they used his viciously vindictive, pill-popping, adulterous Jezebel wife. And they were in the middle of a savage custody battle. And they used his wife against him. And Charles Dyer's sitting in a hellhole in Oklahoma right now.
Charles Dyer is the original, one of the original YouTubers who, a truther, and he was a Marine, and he got on the camera, and he helped to start the Oath Keepers.
He was an example of a military man who loved his oath, and he did what he thought was right, and they came after him, and they had a nationwide manhunt for Charles Dyer. And
over a custody case.
They had a nationwide manhunt to try to capture him, and they brought up false charges of weapons charges, and he had stolen stuff from it. He beat those charges, but they used his wife, who was in the middle of a custody battle against him. And I'll say this, Jan Dyer, we love you. We pray for you. We lift you up every time we go before the Lord with Charles Dyer. We say, Lord, please be with Charles Dyer. Don't let him lose his faith in God. Comfort him, give him peace, and see him through this tribulation. And Lord, be with Jan Dyer. Jan Dyer is the most outspoken advocate for Charles you'll ever see.
This is my Charles bracelet, and we hope she had a happy birthday.
You know that Charles Dyer's father died while he's in prison, and he couldn't go be there for his mother, and he couldn't be there for his father? Charles Dyer's been through more hell than most of us will ever have in 10 lifetimes. And I know we only live once, but I'm just saying. The next man on the list is Russell Landers. Russell Landers has spent 22 years in prison. He's with the Montana Freeman. We had Dan Peterson, who just recently got out of jail in the last year or two. And we had Pat Shannon, who wrote a book on the Montana Freeman. I call the Montana Freeman the Bundys before the Bundys. And they had an entire hundreds of FBI SWAT team go after the Montana Freeman. They did this terrible crime of starting their own town, and they walked on holy ground. You know what holy ground is for the government? They created their own money system. How would you like to get together with some of your buddies and say, we don't want the government's money anymore? Matter of fact, we don't want anything to do with government who pays for abortions and promotes homosexuality and interferes in assassination attempts all over this country and imprisons innocent people. So we're going to start our own justice township, and we're going to have our own money system, and we're just going to ignore the government. How would you like to get together with some of your friends and do that?
I would like to write to Russell, even though I'm not allowed to, because I've been banned. But anyway, if anybody wants to write to him, ask him what he thinks of Bitcoin.
Yeah. You know, the warden who banned my wife and I from ever communicating with Russell or Schaefer Cox, his name is Warden B. True. Around here, we call him Warden B. False. But Russell Landers, we love him. And we've got over 60 letters that we've collected from Russell, including the timeline and history of his case and his life. And every letter is just bathed in scripture and prayer. And praise God for Brother Will and Brother Therese, who have continued to write Russell Landers even after they banned us.
Thanks. Shout out to everyone in the Patriot Mail Project. We really appreciate your letters going out too. And I know it meant a lot to Jan Dyer to see her son, Charles Dyer, in the calendar.
Amen. Amen. We should not shy away from Charles Dyer. Once you study his case and read that document and understand what they did to this man, it becomes incumbent upon us to stand with Charles Dyer. We've moved to Russell Landers. The next man is Schaefer Cox. You know, you could make a movie about Schaefer Cox. And, oh, by the way, they have. It's called Department of Injustice, The Untold Story of Schaefer Cox. It was put together by a man by the name of J.B. Patterson. If you've never heard the song Shotgun Rifle and a 45, you need to go find it, and it'll become your new favorite song. J.B. Patterson heard the story of Schaefer Cox from, I think, Margaret. Margaret is a big, longtime supporter of Schaefer's, kept calling InfoWars. And don't get me started on InfoWars. InfoWars will talk for hours and hours and days about Tommy Robinson.
Trump, 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 me, buy my vitamins.
Yeah, it's what they don't tell you is the problem.
Right.
You know, let me just repeat what my wife said about InfoWars. It's Trump, 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 me, buy my vitamins. Now, has he done a lot of good? I don't want to get into it. This is the time for Schaefer Cox. But how come these men who are our brothers and sisters who have fought for the Constitution, fought for freedom right here in this country, you ain't going to hear them on InfoWars? You ain't going to do it. Why won't they talk about Schaefer Cox? Why won't they talk about David Hinkson? David Hinkson is a veteran, by the way. He was in the Vietnam War. He served in the Navy. But we ain't going to talk about it. But anyway, we're going to talk about
Rudy.
Our audience can handle the truth, and we believe that the remnant of Christ cares about our brothers and sisters in bonds. We care. And we're gonna advocate for them, regardless if anybody else does or not. And you know what? If other people come on board and they have a big microphone, we will be the first people to support them and say, go, be the hero that we need you to be. We will do everything that we can to support somebody once they start doing the right thing. But if they keep ignoring our brothers and sisters in bonds, they do so at their own admonishment. Because I believe the Bible instructs us to remember our brothers in bonds. But Schaefer Cox, we have a movie on him, Department of Injustice, The Untold Story of Schaefer Cox. We got Ammon Bundy, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, has recently came out and supported Schaefer Cox. Praise God! Hallelujah! Boom shakalaka! And a hallelujah goes right there for Ammon Bundy speaking up.
Thank you, Ammon.
Thank you. Praise God that you have looked into the case of Schaefer Cox. And you speaking out for Schaefer makes my heart just overwhelmed with joy. And I pray that you and others like you do continue to do so. And thank God for you doing that.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. So if you haven't found out who Schaefer Cox is, go to his website, freeschaefer.com. We interviewed Angela Clemens. I call Angela Schaefer's assigned human angel on earth. And we talked to her for 2 hours about Schaefer Cox. And you need to go educate yourself about this wonderful man. Schaefer Cox is so brilliant and so charismatic and had such potential for a political movement in this country, they had to put him in a special secret prison where they implement Chinese thought reform.
They took our best and our brightest and put them behind bars.
You need to find a YouTube video called The Secret Prisons You've Never Heard of Before. They're called Communications Management Unit. Schaefer's been to both of them. It got so dangerous at one prison because all the Muslims wanted to kill him. This is no joke. I'm not exaggerating. All the Muslims wanted to kill him at Marion, Illinois, so they had to move him to Terre Haute, Indiana to save his life. Schaefer's message is so dangerous. Schaefer's message is so powerful and against the current establishment. They had to put him in a secret prison where he, you know, they banned us from communicating with him. But praise God Almighty, other brave individuals have stepped up and are now communicating with Schaefer Cox. Kelly Stewart, John Lamb, Gavin Syme, who else? Tom Lackabar. Tom, I don't know if you're talking to Schaefer or not, but we praise God for those.
You might not be allowed to.
Oh, you may not be allowed.
No, I don't want to get him in trouble. Right. I'm allowed to, but I don't know who he is.
Yeah, we can't have felons speaking to other felons, you know, because everybody's a felon.
Yeah, we might compare notes.
Insanity. But praise God for Schaefer, and I could talk for hours about Schaefer. But educate yourself on this man. The next show that we did was on Ed and Elaine Brown, Daniel Riley, and Jason Gerhard. They have all spent over 10 years in prison, and we pray that they get out very, very soon. Did you know that Daniel Riley is a man that's talented in many ways? Not only as a constitutionalist, one of the best, most well-read persons I've ever met when it comes to the history of this country, but he's a painter, and he recently put out a painting from prison. It looks like a Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci kind of thing. I mean, we put out three pictures of paintings that Daniel has sent out to friends on the outside. This man should not be in prison, not only because he's innocent, but because he's a very talented individual. And what is his crime? Daniel Riley supported Ed and Elaine Brown during their standoff against the FBI. None of those individuals are violent individuals. We talked for 2 hours about Ed and Elaine Brown, Jason Gerhard, who was also a veteran. They went and got him out of boot camp, and they put him in prison for 10 years. I pray that you remember these names that we're mentioning today. The last name that we had last week is Free Laser. We're about to come up on a break, but we actually had Free Laser call in from prison. They put him in a cell right next to Charles Manson. Did you know? Hey, shut your mouth, Free Laser. May you please keep Free Laser in your prayers. We're going to go to break, and we're going to come back with Mike and Pat Parsons. Thank you for your time, and thank you for your prayers.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
For you, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other, or else he will hold to one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. And there is a special counsel whistleblower hotline if you want it. Comment down below or in Chatango, and I'll post that in there for you, and you can call and blow the whistle. And know that we all here on the freedom and liberty side are praying for your courage, your strength, your boldness, and support. And we know that this is one of the only ways that we'll be able to get the walls to come tumbling down in this injustice system.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Aaron. We do try to intersperse scripture all throughout the program. We believe bathing any activity you do for the Lord in scripture and prayer is incredibly important, and we always want to give glory to the Lord. These men and women are suffering. They've been separated from their children and their families, and we certainly want to remember them, and we want to educate people about their case so that they too can write letters and become a vessel of God to use to get these men and women out of prison. I don't normally go into current events, Aaron, but I want to go into this particular current event. We're going to talk about Mike Parsons. We're going to talk about his wife, but I want to bring up an Alabama event that recently happened to your attention. The news article that I printed out, and I just want to read the first two paragraphs, was Alabama officer shot, killed, sovereign citizen, video released. It sounds like an Alabama officer was shot, but that's not how it went at all. It was an Alabama officer did the shooting, and they labeled this man a sovereign citizen. Whether he would call himself that is yet to be seen, but they almost act like when they say they kill a sovereign citizen that it's okay. Hey, we just killed another sovereign citizen. Everything is fine. Nothing to see here, folks. But I hope you guys check out the case of Robert Earl Lawrence. The video was released. It reminds me a lot of when Officer Philip Brailsworth killed Daniel Shaver in the hallway, and on his gun, he had etched, "You're F-U-C-K-E-D." It was etched on his gun. Tom Lackaverta Stewart gave a resounding speech about law enforcement and how we should think about that situation. But it's evident that something is terribly wrong when our law enforcement goes around and protects and serves with "Your F-U-C-K-D" etched on their firearms, and they murdered Daniel Shaver in that hallway, and they murdered Robert Earl Lawrence. But I want to read the first two paragraphs. It began with a stray dog. Robert Earl Lawrence said he found the dog wandering a Walmart parking lot in Dothan in South Alabama. He put the canine in his car with his girlfriend and three small children, each child under the age of 10. The family drove to Dothan Animal Shelter. There, Lawrence was asked for his driver's license. He declined to show it. City employees said they couldn't accept a stray dog if he didn't show a license. He said they didn't have a right to require a license. He said he'd drop the dog off elsewhere. They said he couldn't leave if he was going to dump the dog. He was stuck. He grew agitated and walked outside. The man found a stray dog and he wanted to drop it off at a veterinarian place. They wouldn't let him drop it off if he didn't want to show his license, so he didn't want to show his license. So they said, "I'll just drop it off somewhere else." If you watch that video, basically the position the police take is, "You do what we say or we're going to kill you." And the lady took a firearm, a gun, put it in his gut, and murdered the man in front of his three children and his girlfriend. And one of the most heartbreaking scenes that will be etched in my brain, just like the Daniel Shaver scene, when he was trying to pull up his drawers and Officer Philip Brailsworth took his life, is when that little boy jumps out of the car and watches Robert Earl Lawrence die, and he's screaming at the top of his lungs watching his father die. If you're easily upset and this kind of video upsets you, I recommend you don't watch it. It's just like when our preacher said, "We're going to go protest the abortion clinic. For those that are called, come with us." But not everyone's called.
Rudy, how is that not absolutely overt malicious terrorism?
You know, my whole body just went through a terrible sweat thinking about it.
Have you seen the video? Have you had a chance to see it yet, Tom?
I have not. Please send it to me after the show.
I will. It is horrific. A horrific example of community policing. The man's trying to drop off a dog, and he's required to give a driver's license. He says, "I don't want to show you my driver's license. I'll dump the dog off elsewhere." They're not going to let him. It's illegal to drop the dog off elsewhere. He was trying to help a dog, and then they killed him. It's absolutely horrific, but they call it, well, he's just another sovereign citizen. So we're going to come back after this, and we're going to spend the last half hour talking about Mike and Pat Parsons. But we're not going to shy away from these issues. We're going to put them front and center. God bless you. Keep these men and women in your prayers. And above all, glorify the Lord.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
worry a lot. If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, folks, and we have lots to cover tonight, and here we go.
Okay, thank you. We want to get some clips played from Mike and Pat Parsons. We got to know them when Pat Parsons reached out to us, and she said that they have targeted her husband, and we didn't know them about them at the time, but they've got a website called mikeparsons.org, and it's absolutely horrific how they've entrapped Pat Parsons. She had a job for 25 years as an electrical engineer, and let's get Pat Parsons, let's get her clip played. I really think it's important that we hear from her and we hear what she has to say. This is a statement that she made from prison before she had to surrender herself to an Alabama prison.
I would like to take the time to thank Rudy and Aaron and everyone who has tried to help the innocent men and women that keep getting railroaded into the prison system. Thank you all for the time and mostly for your prayers. God has a plan for all of us. I truly believe that. I also believe that what does not kill us makes us stronger and will make us better prepared for when shit does hit the fan, as they say. I want all to hear my voice to know that I'm a good person who has never hurt anyone. My husband Mike has never hurt anyone. But apparently it is okay that we were both shot at by our so-called neighbors. And nothing is done to them. I am extremely painfully shy person. I'm not bold and outspoken like Mike or Justice Holland. I have a college degree in electrical engineering technology and have worked as an electrical engineering designer for the same company for over 24 years. I love farming, organic gardening, needlepoint, cross stitch, and other needle arts, herbalism, natural healing, genealogy, reading, and building projects for my animals. Mostly I love the animals. I believe that God put me on this earth to serve Him in taking care of the animals. This brings me to the reason that is putting me behind bars. I give my life in order to save my animals, my family, and my companions over the past many years that Mike has been wrongfully imprisoned. When I found out that the raid on my farm by the FBI was not about Mike, but that they were after me, I was led down a path. You cannot imagine how violated and vulnerable you feel in your own home after it has been raided. It feels just the same as if you had been burglarized, believe me. You don't feel safe in your own home. I was led down a path that I was by the attorney I hired, and he gave me a paper from the U.S. attorney that said, "Cooperate and proffer, or you will not be indicted or arrested. If you do not agree to proffer, you will be arrested and put in jail without bond." To me, that equated to my animals will be killed. That was over 100 lives of farm animals, cats, wolf dogs, rabbits, horses, chickens, ducks, geese, turkeys, guineas, goats, emu, and a miniature donkey named Bodacious. That thought was more than I could bear. I sat there and I looked at my attorney and I said, "I have no choice." He told me that I was going to go to jail and he thought they had the evidence to convict me, even though he had seen no evidence at this point. I guess I should say that I went to hire an attorney because of the raid, and I was not going to talk to the police officials or law enforcement without an attorney. Anyway, I agreed to proffer. I guess that it should be stated also that I really didn't understand much of what went on through the whole process that I was led up to until now. I didn't even know that they expected me to incriminate myself at the proffer. My attorney did not explain that to me. I didn't really know how the court process worked either. Mike tells me that I should have been questioned about what I was charged with by the judge, but I was not. She did ask me questions, but not about the charge. The U.S. attorney read this long thing into the record before I was sentenced, and I guess that's how they got into the record what I supposedly did. But there were many untruths, and of course, my attorney wasn't going to object. The local papers wrote even more untruths, like that I tried to negotiate, or that I negotiated a $250,000 contract. I wasn't in on any negotiations of any kind and didn't know anything about any negotiations. Some things that I've heard since my sentencing prove that I was dragged into this by the FBI. I have heard multiple outs for me, but the FBI insisted on dragging others into their scheme, both in Tennessee and Nebraska. They wanted $5,000, and when they could not get that, they suggested a car. They suggested it. Then after agreeing to take a plane from the Chilcotin, and Justice Hollis saying they wouldn't need the car, they still wanted the car. That certainly suggests to me that they were still trying to drag me into this. It was suggested to me by an undercover agent that this was for kidnapping a judge, a sheriff, and breaking my husband out of jail, but I understood it to be an arrest and a release order. I have since seen the indictments and the arrest orders and the release order. Authorities say that I never reported this so-called scheme to the police or FBI, but I understand it to be legitimate. And why would I call somebody that I fear? Every time my husband called the local sheriffs to report crimes against us, he was arrested. I am so afraid of local police that if my house were broken into today, while I was at home, I would be raped and killed before I would call 911. The first time I was called by the FBI, I told them that I was afraid of cops. I know there are good, honest law enforcement out there. I just wish they would realize what the corrupt ones are doing to the good, innocent people, and that the bad ones make us not trust any of them anymore. I'm sure there's a lot that I have to say out there, and there is much more to say. I just don't know what else to say right now. I would like to thank everybody for your prayers for all of us that are being targeted and locked up for imaginary crimes. Pray for our world as these are perilous times. Pray that Rudy and Aaron remain safe to do the good work that they do for all of the political prisoners in giving us a voice. God bless and walk sacred. Thank you for your time.
She wouldn't call the police. She would rather be raped.
And murdered.
And murdered before she would call the police. This is a 25-year, at one job, electrical engineer who looked after a lot of animals and whose husband was running for office.
Mike is a pilot. He built his own house. He has reference letters from many friends of his in the military. And he ran for public office, and he won, just like Jeffrey Winehouse ran for sheriff, and Jeffrey Winehouse won, but they flipped the vote totals, and they put Jeffrey and Mike Parsons in prison on trumped-up charges. I promised Mike that we would play his recording. He called me last night from prison. He has an upcoming trial on August the 28th, and here's what Mike had to say last night. He is worth your time, and he is worth your prayers. He's sitting in a Nebraska prison jailhouse right now. And if we could, can we play the 15 minutes from Mike Parsons?
Hello, and thank you for this opportunity to share this information with everyone out there that seeks liberty and justice, true Americans that are tired of the oppression that's been ongoing in this country for too long by the deep state. And right now we have an opportunity to change this, but effectively the government is totally rogue, and they're trying to destroy yet another truth teller, myself. Again, this is Mike Parsons. Many may know me as Mike from Tennessee, as a former host of the Voice of Truth radio show out of Memphis, Tennessee for many years, and contributor to many radio talk shows around the country, including Joyce Riley's show, The Power Hour, for many years. In short, beginning back in 1998, Mrs. Parsons and I bought a small family farm and began building our dream home in Southwest Tennessee. However, after 6 years of being terrorized by locals for no reason other than one of their buddies wanted part of our property, and he was politically connected. Little did I know to what degree he was politically connected. But during the course of those 6 years, Mrs. Parsons and I were both shot at numerous times. Four of our pets, our wolfhabbers, were shot and killed right in front of us. Every time that I would report this to the local authorities, I would get arrested. I was being persecuted for exposing these criminals for attacking my family. I was told personally by the judge to not press charges or that I would be locked up, and that the jail there in Tifton County is a dangerous place and many people don't come out alive. Little did I know that this was a corrupted system that's basically going on all over the country. I then started doing research, and I discovered that effectively they are rigging the elections. In 2006, when I ran for office, I won in a landslide. My website is mikeparsons.org, and you can see a screenshot taken from Channel 5 News in Memphis. There was a movie going on at the time, and they showed the crawler at the bottom of the screen, and it shows that I had 79% of the vote with 4,282 votes, and the 20-year incumbent had less than 2,000. And, of course, these were the official tabulations coming from the election office that night. And then the very next day, they claimed that I had lost and that I had less than 2,000 votes. Well, I didn't lose. They flipped the votes. I had actually received phone calls that night where they had told me that I had won in a landslide, and I was getting congratulations from many people around the county. I'm not a politician. I'm just a guy that got fed up. I was tired of the abuse, and I saw the only solution was to run for office and eliminate those people that were destroying too many people's lives in the county. Well, they rigged the election. I discovered how they rigged the election while I was suing to void the election. And during that time, Mrs. Parsons and I were shot at by an accomplice of the guy I was suing over the county executive race. The perpetrator shot 29 times at us. He shot and killed our dog, Randy, right in front of me. We were 100 yards away from this perpetrator, too far for me to return fire. As a weapons permit carrier for many years, a former Shelby County Sheriff's special deputy, in order for me to carry armed as a pilot for the United States Air Force Civil Air Patrol, I was a special missions pilot for many years, I had to have a commission with the local sheriff back in the early 90s in order to be able to carry so that I could legally get around without being harassed by the police. Well, therein lies the problem. They don't like people that know the law and follow the law. They want people to do what they're told. It's a backwards mafia, and in many counties, you got corruption running amok. In this case, I was arrested and charged with aggravated assault and railroaded into prison for 7 years for telling a guy to stop shooting. Never shot at him, never touched him, never got within 30 feet. His crimes were ignored. The fact is that ultimately, this charge against me was overturned by an international court, and most people may not be familiar with the Chilcotin Indian Nation. This is a sovereign First Nation that's been around since the last Ice Age for over 1,000 years, long before the United States Corporation or Canada Corporation. They still exist. They operate through their hereditary chief system. They're a self-governing sovereign people within their own right. Exactly the same way that the United States was constructed as a republic of self-governing people. They recognize their hereditary chiefs as the power within the Chilcotin Nation. And the Chilcotin National Congress, well, that's the authority by which the country of Chilcotin exercises their authority. I was acquitted or exonerated of the false charges in the Chilcotin Nation, who was in international court back in 2015. Shortly after that, they adopted me as a full tribal member because they observed how I was able to, with less than 2 weeks' time, prepare and defend myself in a four-day trial. I'm not a lawyer, have no legal training whatsoever, but yet I know the truth and I have an excellent memory, and I'm able to argue and I don't extort. And they valued the fact of my integrity, willing to stand up for my rights and the rights of others, and as such, they wanted me to come and be a part of their nation, as well as assist them with developing their government, which I did. Shortly thereafter, I was adopted and also appointed as their ambassador, simply because of my past experience as a manager with Federal Express, my experience running small businesses, my experience as an adjunct faculty member of Southwest College. In short, I had many of the tools that they needed in order to establish their governing authority and to put together their operations there, including I found a company in Tennessee that's a logging company, and put together with a Chinese buyer, a company that wanted to purchase timber, was putting together the plan in which they were going to develop their natural resources so that all of the Chilcotin tribal members could go back to work. That way they could have good paying jobs, and the revenue stream from this billion-dollar year timber deal, 50% of it would be distributed back to every Chilcotin tribal member as a dividend because it's their resources. This is how it should work, folks. In this country, unfortunately, this corporation posing as government gives away your oil and my oil to foreign interests who pays the government pennies per barrel, but yet sells the oil to you in the form of gasoline at dollars per gallon. And for those of you who may not have ever heard or known the fact that the United States was converted into a corporation after the Civil War, you simply go to Title 28, United States Code, Section 3002, under definitions for the judiciary and judicial procedures. Under Definition 15 for United States, it clearly says the United States is a federal corporation. It was incorporated after the Civil War. That's why, since 1871, the United States has no treaties signed with any Native American nations. That's because a corporation like Walmart or any other corporation can't sign treaties. They're not a real government. They're a corporation. It's a business. Well, little did I know in my radio show and in my efforts on other people's shows that I would be exposing their dirty little secrets. And this is the problem. This is why they're coming after me in such a big way. They want to silence me and anyone like me because I dare to expose their dirty little secrets, like the rigging of elections. I expose how they're doing it. I expose they're rigging the outcome of every court case in every court across the country, and I expose how they're doing it. Ask any judge the form of court that they're operating. They will not tell you. You're not allowed to know the rules. They want you to have an attorney to shut you up, and then they sandbag and you lose. Unless they want to let you go, if you pay enough money, they'll let you go. But otherwise, you lose. It's the way that they fill their jails, and these are private-for-profit jails and private-for-profit prisons. It's a human trafficking racket. It's how they balance the books, such as the child, the foster care system in this country, as you know it, and the Child Ministry Service in Canada are operating a pedophile-infested child trafficking racket by which they give the foster family $50,000 a year. And not all of them are pedophiles, no, but many of them are. The vast majority, I would say, at least over 50% of the children, from what I've heard in Nebraska in a report a few months ago, said that over 50% report. Now, that realize not all of them report the fact that they've been sexually assaulted. The pedophiles get $50,000 a year, and they give $250,000 a year to the government to balance their books. They don't want these secrets known, and including their biggest secret, that they're a corporation. Mrs. Parsons and I have done nothing wrong. We've harmed no one. All we do is seek to be left alone on our farm, where she's an engineer for 25 years. She was fired from her company last year. Why? Because she was framed by the FBI, told that if she didn't plead guilty to a false charge, they were going to lock her up immediately and all her animals were going to die. So in order for her to save our animals, which are our family, she agreed to plead guilty to something she had nothing to do with, and then she's been sentenced to prison for 5 years. That's a crime. I'm looking at standing trial in the next week, falsely charged with unlawful possession of a weapon by a felon and to wit interference with interstate commerce. It's a bogus charge. The Second Amendment right to bear arms shall not be infringed means exactly that. They're trying to take away your gun rights, folks. Systematically, they're coming after your guns one by one by one. Prior to the 1968 Gun Act, even if you go to prison, once you serve your time, here's your guns back, go in peace, do no harm. You're square with the house. They've come up with this once-and-done notion, and they want you, the people, to destroy your fellow man's life and make them defenseless. And the only way that this country can be taken over is when they disarm the public. And too many people don't understand what that Second Amendment is for. We need to reach out to Donald Trump. We need to reach out to the governor of Tennessee. If Donald Trump will recognize my status as the ambassador of the Chilcotin Indian Nation, which the State Department's already issued me an A-1 visa, but yet this court doesn't recognize it. If I can get my information to President Trump and he sees the corruption that's going on, I'm confident he would recognize my appointment and the charges will go away and Mrs. Parsons would have to be freed. Also, if someone can reach out to Governor Bill Haslam of Tennessee. He is fixing to leave office. I've sent him a petition for an exoneration of false charges against me. It's on his desk, I know that he received it because it was sent certified mail. He has not responded. The word is that he's going to exonerate many people before he leaves office, but I need support. If I don't have any support, I don't know if he will even consider me, because these are political moves. These are political acts, and these are governors wait to the last moment to do this. you never know what their motives are. But if there's an outcry from the public that the original false charge, which you can read about at MikeParsons.org and on Rudy's site, yearofjubilee.com/MikePatSue, I believe is the audio of the original trial. And you can hear how I was railroaded and framed and proven that I did nothing to deserve the false charge. And the fact that I was exonerated by the University Supreme Court is an undisputed fact that the United States and the state of Tennessee has never responded to, so it stands as fact under international law. And that's the thing they don't want you to know. Under the Vienna Convention, I'm not supposed to be charged. The United States is a signatory to international treaties. They don't want you to go back to that Constitution, and on my website, that's what I clearly promote, is adherence to the constitutional recognition of...
You have 1 minute remaining.
As you know, our rights and liberties come from our Creator, not from man. Because they come from God, they can't take them from us, and that's what they hate. Under the Montevideo Convention on Rights and Duties of States, clearly it says that the United States is no greater than the Chilcotin Nation, and the Chilcotin Nation has a right to defend its interests, including assigning positions of government authority, which is what I am. I'm a government official of another country. Now, if you have the ability to contact Governor Haslam, he has the ability to exonerate me. That would eliminate the charges against me currently that are pending in Tennessee and in the federal court system. If they convict me, they're looking to send me to prison effectively for 15 years. And at 57 years of age, that would be a life sentence for me. I've already been attacked by the U.S. Marshal while I was strapped in a chair. They punched me in the mouth without any reason at all, basically just to show me that they can get away with anything they want. They've already tried to kill me 4 times while I've been locked up in the Tennessee.
Thank you for using GTL.
Very good. So I hope you heard that.
Very bad.
Yeah, very bad is more appropriate. If you look at the pictures on the website that we've collected for Mike and Pat Parsons, they had a farm. They took care of animals.
Wow.
It's terrible what's happened to them. It's a nightmare.
A beautiful home. You should have seen it. Was like probably a 4-bedroom house he built that was gorgeous by himself.
But we love Mike.
What do you say to that, man? Oh, my God.
This is what I say, Tom. Revelation 21:8. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
Amen, amen.
You know, it really breaks our heart. You know, we try to always glorify the Lord first, Tom, in all that we do, and we know that if we're not glorifying the Lord, it's all vanity. And, you know, the second thing that we petition the Lord for is we want to give a voice to the voiceless. We want people to think of Bryce Cuellar, Mike Parsons, Pat Parsons as real men and women, real human beings that have been attacked by this dog off the chain. You know, they're not. Our government has become unchained from the Constitution, and it's our obligation, it's our duty to put that dog back on the chain.
Amen.
Surely. Amen. Amen. It's a little disheartening, but you know what? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil.
Amen. Amen. Amen to that.
Yes. I'd like to thank you both. Just God bless you both. Aaron,
thank you for the platform, Tom.
Oh, God. Aaron and Rudy Davis. Can you be a year of Jubilee with one E like the King James Version of the Bible, folks? Yearofjubilee.com. Resurrect the Republic. God bless all of you, and God bless Rudy and Aaron Davis.
Peace out.
Remember our brothers in bonds. God bless.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.